start to realize that eternal fate has turned its back on him.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
It's 2 a.m.
Alright, this segment is really short, so I'm going to cut the music short, even though I love the song and still haven't gotten sick and tired of it yet. It's the New World Bank Religion and Rulers, Leo. David just called.
New World Order?
The New World Bank Religion and Rulers.
Aha, here we go.
The New World Bank, Religion, and Rulers. Thanks for to Dave for calling back with that information. The thing I'd like to point out, and Leo, I know you've been listening for a while as well and calling in and participating, and I know you have more. But the only way any of this is going to stop is for people like myself who are confronting what's going on head on because of my training, my understanding of the Constitution, my understanding that the Coast Guard is not supposed to, A, be a branch of military, B, be a special branch of military, C, be a branch of military and Homeland Security, operating under military law in Homeland Security, D, if it is a branch of military, it should be within the Department of Defense, E, that it should not regulate as a branch of military or be involved in regulating or adjudicating civilian affairs, F, that any civilian affairs that it is involved in should not come under Napoleonic law where you are presumed guilty. I mean, this is such a breach and so far over the edge, and I'm telling people that the Bush family is involved in this. American President Lines Shipping Company is involved in this. American Ship Management is involved in this. Marine Engineers Beneficial Association, a federal officers association known as a union. It's not really a union. It's a federal contractor. Many individuals within the Bush administration that are still in public service or have moved on to corporate service. And I could give you Marty Gelfin and Dennis Kucinich's office, Senator Feinstein's office, Senator Boxer's office, Porter Goss. I could give you a long list, Nicole Lichtenstein, the first judge, Parlin L. McKenna, Walter J. Brudzinski, the second judge, Lieutenant Commander now, he was lieutenant at the time, Christopher Tribolet in the Coast Guard, who's now a JAG officer, is the one who has been prosecuting me for the last 6 years in a military tribunal. All of these people are breaking national and international laws and conventions, period. And you're allowing them to get away with it because it is being reported upon to you, and either you're not doing anything or you're not doing enough to help me confront and point out these individuals, because if left to their own devices, these people will elevate themselves up the food chain and they will do far worse to far many more people than just simply me. And some of these guys like Brudzinski has already been involved in that. He was involved in a commerce case involving Iran, blocking parts, pump parts getting into Iran, and profiting off of setting world oil prices in the lead up to the war. He's also involved in a case called Rendon versus TSA that makes it illegal and a $700 fine that can be imposed and enforced by the police for cursing in a public facility. So, Leo, hold on. We'll be right back and let you jump in. 800-313-9443. It's a quick break. Comes up at the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
In a
important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, we're back. 800-313-9443. Leo, you still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on one sec. Let me read this about, this is in, it's page 454 of Shield of Achilles, written by Philip Bobbitt. And I've, you know, read a lot and mentioned much of what this clown is up to. And there's a lot of good information in the book, but it's spun, obviously, in one direction. But he talks about Kitty Genovese, who was murdered in the middle of the Bosnian Serb conflict under Clinton in the 1990s, early 1990s. And it says that this result was not, however, wholly unwelcome in Washington. Like the witnesses to Kitty Genovese's murder, who said simply, quote, "I didn't want to get involved." And that is the problem in everything that's going on right now. Because of the war and the fear of war and the claim of war, even though we don't have a properly declared war by Congress, everybody has stuck their head in the sand, and it's survival mode, and they're hoping that all of this will just pass them over. And that if they smear blood on their mantle, the federal, you know, troops or Homeland Security, I should say the German federal troops, will somehow not investigate their home to see if anyone is still alive. And I'm referring to Passover back in the Kingdom of Israel back in the day. That is a much lauded and misunderstood fact of history, quote unquote. But I also want to go into real quick, this is chapter 24, and you have to look and read. You can read about Kitty Genovese, and they've kind of spun it and kind of trashed her. But basically the story was a woman at night in a you know, somewhat decent community. They've tried to paint her as a lesbian and blah, 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 and whatever, and that it was her own fault for getting raped. But this woman calls out for help, and no one steps forward to help this woman or investigate or put a stop in their own community to somebody who is coming under attack and is obviously defenseless to the attacks. And they try to draw the parallel to this, to what went on in Bosnia and Serbia and the UN involvement there, and how much, you know, I've been on the air for years now, and I've gotten little or no help or assistance. And I'm not, you know, out there squealing like a pig trying to say, help, help, help. I'm out here warning people, trying to tell them what's going on, asking for help and assistance in confronting a branch of military that has been prosecuting me within a military tribunal for the last 6 years, and pointing out and warning people who is doing this and why and what they're up to. But I want to, real quick before I go back to Leo, this is in chapter 24, page 667. And on page 666, I like the number, he has a poem called The Terrorist He's Watching. And I'd read that to you right now, but I want to get back to Leo here in a minute. Let me read this real quick. Challenges to the New International Order. And this guy's actually a proponent of the New Order. The economy orthodoxy of nation states counseled state intervention in the national economy as a necessary means of achieving growth and other goals. Economic regulation was part of this orthodoxy and fitted the ethos of nation states that relied so heavily on law. Market states, and that's what he's saying that we are moving to and should move to, which is basically the North American Union and more, market states will have their own economic orthodoxy and their own distinctive tools. Eventually, all the leading members of the society of market states may come to accept views similar to these, that capital markets have to become less regulated in order to attract capital investment, and that capital has to become more global in order to achieve the maximum returns on investment, that labor markets have to become more flexible in order to compete with other foreign labor markets. It's labor arbitrage. I mean, they're saying that, you know, since you don't have the same standard of living as those in India, and or, you know, you're making more than they are, and that you have medical benefits and more, well, you know, for the world to survive in this new market state, you're going to have to live much more like somebody in India than in the United States. And it is a form of slavery, indentured servitude, human arbitrage, a trading rather than of monies, and playing against the currencies of trading against the fruits of labors of people of one nation state and another. Let me finish this real quick. I'll go back to Leo. Foreign labor markets are going to keep jobs at home that depend upon producing products at a cost that compete with the products of states that have lower labor costs. That if the world economy is to grow, access to all markets has to be assured and trade has to become less regulated. That a state's trade policy will have to become more free if that state's goods are to be able to penetrate foreign markets and thus participate in this growth. That government subsidies, spending, and welfare programs have to be managed in order to prevent more investment in infrastructure and to allow greater private saving, which will lower the cost of investment, and that tax policy has to provide incentives for growth in order to attract enterprise and to maximize innovation and entrepreneurship. Early in the 21st century, it's, you know, listen to this part. This is extremely important. If your eyes just glazed over on the rest of that, listen to this. Early in the 21st century, it seems not unlikely that virtually all major states will accept for themselves the fundamental assumptions that Margaret Thatcher and Tony Blair urged for Britain, and that Bill Clinton and George W. Bush, I love the fact that he's marrying the two of them together because they are one and the same, urged for the United States, and furthermore, that they will accept that if these states do not heed those recommendations, the United States, the United Kingdom, and other states will gain a decisive advantage over them. And he says that, you know, the United States has been the principal innovator and perpetrator of creating, quote unquote, the market state, which is to take down nation states, self-governance, republics and or democracies or democratic republics, and to place instead a system of feudalism or kingdoms in their stead. Leo, you still there?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was mentioning that the key word that he missed, the gentleman who called back in, the first two words are George Hunt.
Right.
There's a hyphen, and the New World Bank, Religion, and Rulers, six parts.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, I'm onto it now, and I'm downloading them. But I had a couple of things. I was hoping that you could, you know, set up a YouTube thing and delineate the whole thing down and how the game is being played on us, so that we could.
But that's what there's a bunch of videos out there. If you Google my name, I've got one that's years old about the North American Union,
uh-huh.
And we go into how Hitler and even Eisenhower, right. The military-industrial complex, used the interstate highway systems like the Autobahn and the interstate highway system here in the United States to marry, just like the railroads. And remember, Harriman Brothers, the German industrialists who owned and controlled the railroads, Kuhn and Loeb and others, they used and they used shipping the same way. That's why they wanted a road in Anwar, the Alaskan refuge, so that they could, once they get a road in, then they could slice up the pie. That's all they need is one road in, because that road becomes a line of demarcation.
Can I explain something?
Go ahead.
You know, you mentioned the word Kuhn, and it stuck in my mind. in the military structure, I met a Kuhn who was a psychologist, and I queried her as to, did she marry into that name, or was that her maiden name? And she said, oh, that's my maiden name. I said, oh, that's interesting. And I said, well, because most women, sometimes women keep their original names. That's why I asked. I wanted to appear. I didn't mention anything about Kuhn and Loeb.
Right.
But I knew who she was, you know. And so that's just a case in point of my specific experience. But
they're out there, you know, in numbers.
That's right.
No, and I've run into, like...
The military structure well permeated.
Let me say something here. In my own proceedings, they had an attorney. This is back in 2003. She was an observer, and her name was Nicole Lichtenstein, or Lichtenstein. And I'm sorry, when you see that name and you know its roots... And then you have a bunch of other people like Hochstetler involved in your own affairs.
Oh, really? My father had a friend by that name.
Yeah, but when you see them all, like there's been, I brought this up on Jeff Ferris's show yesterday on Friday. Gerald Ford's real name was Leslie King. A lot of people don't know that. This man was brought in to do what he did in pardoning Nixon. Gerald Ford was not his real name. These individuals, and that, you know, is his taken name, Gerald Ford, and you have to realize and understand who he was representing, what house he was representing by taking on the Ford name. His last name is King, and, you know, our founding fathers would have a huge problem with that. They probably wouldn't allow a man, whether he was a devout follower of self-governance in a republic, just having that last name to become
a U.S. president. Did his father change it?
No, he changed it later on.
That he changed it himself, or his father? Because Adolf Hitler was actually, his father's changed the name from Alois Schicklgruber to Alois Hitler.
Right.
But this is a case of him.
Go and look it up
himself.
Go do research online about Gerald Ford. It's all in there. I mean, it's not hidden or anything. But this is part of history that we don't know. And, I mean, had I learned that in high school or grade school, I would have had a totally different opinion much sooner of, you know, what's going on.
I want to get into the law of the sea treaty, if you can do that at the end of the break.
Yeah, hold on one sec, okay? We're going to break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
We're back. Leo, real quick, I want to finish making the point, though. Gerald Ford's real name is Leslie King. In my own, and this is one of those names that you have to watch out for, Kaiser is involved, Henry J. Kaiser. He was involved with Nixon. He started the HMOs, Kaiser Permanente. Henry J. Kaiser is a German industrialist involved in autos and steel making. There's still a Kaiser Steel based out of Germany and here in the United States.
Are you old enough to remember the Henry J.?
Wait. Let me finish.
Okay.
In my own, because I keep losing the point. I'm trying to, you know, make it real clear. In my own situation, there was an individual contracted out as an attorney named Nick King in San Diego. He was contracted out by the attorney that was forced upon me by the shipping companies and the union. You know, to shut me up and bury me and have me forever labeled as a witch or whatever. And then there was also a woman named King who was an attorney at the Government Accountability Office. They were supposed to investigate the Coast Guard's administrative law court system. And they understood, and I told them, I said, if you put out a report on the court system and try to compare it to other administrative courts like the DMV, you're going to get laughed at because these are military tribunals using JAG officers to prosecute American civilians. I recommend that you don't put out a report because they told me that they were going to instead of, you know, investigating, that they were just going to compare it to other courts, other administrative courts. And I was like, you know, what kind of a joke is that? But when you see these very same names popping up all over the country involved in these corruptions and you see like Axelrod was one of the names involved in my own situation, Jonathan Axelrod. Guess who one of Obama's chief advisors is? David Axelrod. These are old world, old Europe, royal families or their representatives who are operating here in the United States, taking over positions of power and trust within the government and the corporations to rob us blind and to take down the country and to restore. And let me read this real quick. This is from Shield of Achilles again. This is page 668. And he talks about the market state. The market state is fascism, is marrying the government with corporations. And this makes it very clear. Moreover, the market state promises a quote unquote virtuous circle to those states that copy its form and obey its strictures. Do you understand what I just read to you?
Pretty much.
Let me read it again, because it's really, moreover, the market state, which is fascism, promises a virtuous circle protection to those states that copy its form and obey its strictures. So if you become a fascist state where you've married government and corporations together, you will be protected by the United States and or other systems of kingdoms. Because let me continue real quick, and then I'll go back to you and you can throw in. The privatization of state-owned firms brings immense – this means Social Security, police, everything, fire departments, you know, the library, everything. Anything and everything the state does, and this includes war, you know, Blackwater and more – all these firms, Triple Canopy, there's, I think, 365, mercenary firms now. The privatization of state-owned firms brings immense capital gains to the state as it liquidates vast monopolies. This went like the Postal Service. They want to privatize the Postal Service, and even Ron Paul wants to do that. This windfall supplements the savings from cuts in welfare programs and thus lowers deficits, which leads to less inflation, which attracts capital and lowers the borrowing costs required to finance deficits, which in turn lowers the deficit still further, which permits lower taxes, which can produce more savings, which can enable more investment, which produces more funds for research and development, which enhances productivity, which lowers prices, thus making exports more competitive, which creates jobs while lowering the cost of living for the consuming public. In the underdeveloped world, such policies mean higher growth owing to comparative wage advantages, which growth leads to a more educated population, which brings more women into the workplace, which leads to lower birth rates, which enhances political stability, which means greater macroeconomic prudence, which leads to the more foreign investment, which finances still more growth. It just keeps going on, which tends to liberalize authoritarianism, which encourages personal autonomy. And I can't even believe that he wrote this down, put it in a book, and is selling the book, which hit, you know, it's a bestseller, and he's come out with another book on terrorism. This guy is an advocate for kingdoms. He believes in privatizing government, and that is kingdoms. There's no other name for it. Leo, you still there, or was that you hanging up?
No, still there.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I'm kind of interested because I get the feeling people listen in to us to find out how to slip things past the average person so that even some of us won't figure it out. So with that being said, this Law of the Sea Treaty now...
Hold on one sec, and that's an important point, but I want it because Bill's been holding. Let me bring him in. Bill, are you there? Bill. Bill, are you there from Hot Springs? Oh, we're going to break. Hopefully, Bill, if you're not still there and you hung up, call back in. But, Leo, I'll go to you. And I just wanted to bring Bill on because he was waiting. And then let him chime in after you mention a few things. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
All right, we're back, and we have Mr. Bill on the line. Mr. Bill from Hot Springs. Real quick, I just want to bring you in because I know you're waiting, but I want to go back to Leo here, you know, because he's been on the show for a while now, and he's trying to make a few points. Mr. Bill.
I appreciate that, sir, and Lord Richley bless you for your efforts. I've been battling Big Brother since I got out of the Army. I was totally disabled in 67. During that period while I was locked up in the hospital, and I say locked up because of the conditions and whatever, they inserted a transceiver in my shoulder, and I tried to convince people that they were turning it off and on, which caused me a pain in my shoulder, which wasn't associated with anything else, and it would literally make me jerk. And if I was holding a cup of coffee, I'd level throw it up on the ceiling without even, you know, having a chance to compensate or hold it down or anything. And they were talking to me and they'd tell me, do this, do that, and the other. And I tried to tell people, and they just labeled me as a schizophrenic. But I finally got...
Yeah, well, we had a bunch of Republicans who wanted to say that 50% of the American population were schizophrenic. And it's nothing new for the military. You know, they did this in World War II with the atomic explosions and others, or thereafter in the 50s and stuff, to use our soldiers as property and as test subjects. You can go into the, there's so many, you know, Tuskegee, where they were, you know, using blacks and syphilis and not treating many of these people who were afflicted with syphilis to see the spread of the disease and to try to track it rather than properly treat these individuals. You've got the same individuals from Nazi Germany, doctors, psychologists, psychiatrists, and others, who see a group of the population as their lesser beings and who have no problem in playing games with people's lives and torturing people to an extent like you're bringing up. And there's many accounts of this. My girlfriend has a Vietnam, and he's actually started a whole website, and he's actually fought for his benefits. He broke his neck in Vietnam. They tried to put him back out in the field with a broken neck, knowing that he would probably not return, and problem solved. He actually fought it, and sure enough, he did have a broken neck. But they put this poor guy through hell, even fighting for his benefits for decades after Vietnam, instead of simply taking care of him and doing the right thing. So I don't, I know it sounds a little bit out there, but when you look at some of the experiments that are going on with insects, and, a lot of these people see common folk as no better than insects. They don't believe that we are all equals. They do believe they have some kind of divine right to lord themselves over their others. But they're putting chips into insects so that they can steer them. There's an actual video out there on where they can get the moth to flap its wings and fly and, the whole nine yards. So I don't discount what you're saying. Is there another, point you'd like to make? Or
I was basically just filling in with the background. And like I say, right now, my phone is tapped all the time. I'm fighting the courts with various procedures. I've gotten to the point where if the cops pull me over in my local area, they just shine me on during these road blocks and stuff and let me go by, because I know that even if they wrote me a ticket or something, I'd beat it. But I'm getting to the point now where they're starting to battle me again. And I've got a bunch of information that I've collected, partially similar to what you were referring to. And
I don't know if you heard it on Fridays, and I want to get back to Leo here because he's been on for a bit here and still trying to make a couple points. But on Fridays, I'm on the Jeff Ferris show, and yesterday I talked about, and I'd ask you to go check into this, Edwin Crosby III has been trying to get information out about what they put on soldiers' discharges, about labeling individuals with these codes on the back of the discharge or on the discharge, to where an individual, although they've never had a problem with this, they would be labeled a bedwetter, so that these individuals would end up out on the streets, would die of exhaustion and or exposure, and that individuals could go ahead and collect their death benefits. These are the kind of rackets that are going on. So I don't discount any reports coming from individuals out there. But anything else real quick? I want to get back to Leo.
Yeah, I've got this information I'd like to say. Have you ever heard of silent weapons for a quiet war?
Not offhand.
Okay,
I know.
It's a manual put out for the New World Order. It's top secret. I got hold of it through some of my associates. I've also got a write-up, a legal paper that shows that the federal criminal law is completely...
Do you have this on a website or anything?
No, I don't. I'm legally blind, partially from my military service, which is part of what I had to battle for my benefits.
Right.
But they only pay you for 100%, and I was 260%. I was never supposed to talk again. I was run into with a freight truck in the military, and it smashed my throat, so I was dying, so I had to cut my own throat to get air. So that's part of what my voice problem is.
So I thank you for your service to your country, and I apologize for what's happened to you and how you've been treated, if that means anything coming from me. But
well, it certainly does.
It's a travesty.
I can send this information to you or some kind of an address.
You can send it to the network and in my attention.
Okay.
The network
that is
online if you go to RBN or republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, how about a regular address? Because like I say, I have trouble.
Well, that would be the address that I receive stuff at.
So bad.
And let me go back to Leo. Mr. Bill, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And continue to listen. And God bless and take care of yourself. And because God knows the federal government's not going to do it, take care of the soldiers and stuff. People need to start fighting these issues. Leo, you still there?
Yeah, hanging in.
Okay, go ahead. And we're going to get another commercial break, but when we come back, we'll go right to Law of the Sea Treaty, but go ahead and get in what you can.
You know, what I was saying is, like, I realize they record everything, and they're also trying to figure out if they can keep us quiet by, you know, using the right BS to get by what they want. With that being said, the recent accident they had with the flight out of Buenos Aires to France, there was an interesting email I read about how the flotsam and jetsam was just there, and it wasn't necessarily from the plane because of tankers and stuff dumping their stuff overboard. And
yeah,
there's all kinds of garbage floating there. Now, this is going to be used as a way of getting the Law of the Sea Treaty through and sneaking a lot of crap in there on top of the real stuff.
Well, and the pirate issue over in Somalia and the Alabama and the pickets that were set up in Iran, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's enough issues, even the Navy shooting down a satellite and China playing games with that, that it's going to make the Law of the Sea Treaty a critical issue to get this pushed through.
I'm a little confused as to the wording of what you just said. Clarify it.
Because of all the things that fall under admiralty and general maritime law and international maritime law, the issues that come under Law of the Sea Treaty, which is basically to marry the globe together using the oceans to do it, and more that, you know, and I've brought this up on other shows, the lost continent of Atlantis is the continent or the land that lies underneath the world's oceans. It wasn't lost at some time. It's always been lost, and it's always been underneath the ocean. This is the international continent that these individuals, much as pirates do, operate from. That's why the Law of the Sea Treaty is so important, because it will bring it, it's probably one of the most critical pieces of international legislation, you know, and ratification by the United States in putting together this new world order, one world government.
So you're saying the Law of the Sea Treaty is the way towards that they're using towards the one world government?
Yes.
But I mean, shouldn't we have some kind of non?
We already do.
We have it already.
Yeah, we already have it.
Who's out there? Who's out there watching every single port for toxic dumping? Nobody's out there doing it.
That's not true. I mean, we have actual FDA and other inspectors as advanced guards over in other countries, because we're not carrying our own goods and services anymore. That we have inspectors for meat and products over in China and other countries. They're not really doing their job, obviously, but this whole system of internationalism, globalism, is to marry the nation states as much together and have people from China in our country, as well as having people from our country in China, you know, thinking that this will make us all get along better, rather than realizing that we have you know, borders for a reason, and that inspecting things coming into our country and carrying them with our personnel and on our ships under our control and our regulation is a far better thing than to allow, because you can check these things in China and carry it on a Chinese vessel, but if you have a U.S. inspector in China inspect it while it's on, you know, going on or being boarded or loaded on the vessel, what good is it if after that the vessel is carried by a Chinese crew to the United States, and they could have another ship come alongside, submarine, stuff on board, whatever, to where they could make it in with a container or a weapon of mass destruction or whatever into our country on a commercial freighter,
well,
to where it's not under our control at all.
You
it's
know,
not
I
under
mean,
our oversight.
I think you got to remember something. if somebody wants to do something, they can do it. There's no real way to stop them.
Well, no, but there are ways to slow them down or make it much harder. And there are things, because like the part I just read about the mercantile market state and what these guys, I mean, they're moving into mercantilism, which was practiced in Italy for, you know, some time, even as it was a republic. It is fascism. These guys want to take down borders. They want to, you know, merge the United States and Canada and Mexico together. And instead of realizing, and you know, had they married everything together to where everything was the same, more or less, over, you know, through practice over the years, marrying our railroads and our roads and our way of life and our systems to where it was common sense that we were effectively one, you know, territorial or continental state, then finalizing it. Now what they're doing is they're trying to force it upon us so that they, in the know, as insider traders, can go ahead and make money off of setting up the NAFTA superhighway and buying land where the NAFTA superhighway is going to go, and then having the state buy it back from them at an enormous profit. Those are the kind of games that are going on. And when you see things being forced upon people, you start to realize that in the end, it makes sense that the United States and Canada and Mexico would become more, and I hate to use the word homogenous, even though they might keep their culture and diversity to some extent, it would be in our best interest to take down internal borders and to marry our ways of life together. I don't think we're anywhere near that point as human beings or as civilizations. They want to force it upon us and do it now so that they can make a lot of money doing it. It's not, this isn't being driven by the people. This is being driven by corporations and those who are going to make a lot of money off of it.
But you as a person who studies history and knows the connections of the bloodlines, I mean, I like to go back to World War II, the fabrication and persecution of it. And in a rather simplistic sense, I've gotten it down to this. The bankers set it up, some Jewish, working together with...
And some not, some not.
That's what I said. Yeah. Some Jewish and some not. anyway, according to Jewish law, these bankers aren't even Jewish because they don't have proper bloodlines.
Well, yeah, but you understand, too, that they're the Talmud is basically goes back to Ebuchadnezzar and I'm trying to think of the...
You mean the Babylonian one?
Yeah, exactly. The Pharisees, the pharaohs. This is administrative law, laws of the kings, you know, of those who have a divine right to rule over others. And it is it's.
Let's get back to the major players. I mean, you know, there was a lot of players like GM, Ford, eugenicists,
Chrysler, and yeah,
right. But another player that doesn't seem to really catch hell is the Jesuits, who were arm in arm with Mussolini, trying to get back the Papal States from Garibaldi's revolution that united Italy. I mean, there's a whole lot of history.
Yeah, well, Garibaldi was much like Bismarck.
Yeah, but I mean, he created Italy and took out the Papal States, and Rockefeller saved the Papal States, saved the Vatican. They were going to get rid of the Vatican too.
But, and I wish they had. And I'm a Roman Catholic or a former. I went to Catholic grade school and high school, and I understand that the Papal State is nothing but a constitutional monarchy.
Right. And that the Rothschilds and the Papal States have been working together for years back to Napoleonic era when they defunded Napoleon.
Along with the Habsburgs and others.
Right. But they didn't defund. I'm talking about how the Rothschilds defunded Napoleon. And the Habsburgs also were behind him, too.
Yeah, the Habsburgs are involved in the last 1,000 years of European history. And the center of most of this, because even if you look in Italy and the Papal States, the German princes and kings had stakes in all these countries, just like the French kings and princes and barons had stakes in all of the other countries.
Right, well,
because they were doing business, trading and swapping families and wives and land and property and peoples as if they were, you know, their own subjects, as if they were property.
Yeah, well, I mean, I want to get to tie this in with the United States and the border crossing. The in 1927, the Catholic, the Vatican was trying to usurp our sovereignty in one paper I saw. I don't know if you've seen that, where
which goes into the Bank of the Bank of Italy, which became right. The Bank of America.
Right. So what I'm trying to say basically is there's more than one donkey to pin the tail on.
Right.
And I don't. My
but that's but,
is
no, but people. Leo, my point is. The most common denominator in all of this crap is one thing and one thing only. Living in a republic, a system of self-governance, or living in a kingdom, a system of divine right of rule.
I realize that's the dividing line.
Right, and sovereign immunity. Hold on, Leo. We'll let you finish up the program, the last segment. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back. Leo, go ahead real quick. You're the last segment.
Well, basically, I was saying that I think that the Vatican has escaped much of the criticism, and that the when the people
not on my program, I'm slamming the German Pope and everything else that's going on, and
right,
you know, saying the Papal State is nothing but a constitutional monarchy, and the Queen is the whore of Babylon. You know,
like when I heard there's an interesting on Channel 2 on the PBS, there's a whole thing about how Napoleon trashed the Inquisition in Spain, and then he went to Italy. And he got all the records and strew them all over Europe, the Vatican records. And so I think that's why the Rothschilds defunded him. And then at Waterloo, they took advantage of the lack of communication and fooled everybody into thinking that Britain had lost.
The Catholic Church is nothing but the Roman senators turning their government into a religion. They moved the Roman senators into and made them cardinals. That's all that happened. And all of a sudden, you've got government becoming a religion, and the Pope is the divine mouth of God on earth somehow. You know, is God incarnate on earth. Which, you know, I'm sorry, this German Pope Ratzinger is not even close.
Have you seen the picture of him giving
the
Nazi...
He's a scary son of a bitch. Excuse my French.
Have you seen the picture of him giving the Nazi salute along with... Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Along with the popes and the cardinal, the cardinals and bishops also giving the Nazi salute. Right. And Goebbels was in the picture too. It's a very famous picture.
Yeah, I mean, my own church that I was Roman Catholic, went to grade school and high school, is involved in my own situation where I'm at today. And guys like Alfred Big Al Camilio, who was a mobster, gangster, organized crime running the labor union for federal officers in L.A., is involved in all this along with a bunch of others. Frankie Brucolari was the attorney who was forced upon me, who's another gangster. You know, and these guys are Italian, Sicilian. So don't tell me that not only organized crime, they're working for the constitutional monarchy known as the Catholic Church.
Yeah, well, and the thing is this, I think there's a lot of denial from a lot of people who want to just pin it on one donkey and not realize that there are many more donkeys to pin the tails on.
Who nailed the thing to the door of the Catholic Church back in the day? Was it Luther?
What are you referring to?
His grievances or whatever.
Oh, probably, yeah. I mean, I'm not that up on Luther.
I think it was Martin Luther who took his grievances and basically nailed him to the door of the Catholic Church in Rome.
Anyway, but my basic point is this. They're going to use the garbage dumping in the ocean to bring in the Law of the Sea Treaty and all of its deleterious aspects. So that's the problem.
Well, what I'm saying is anything and everything to do with the ocean, they're going to use as an excuse to bring in the Law of the Sea Treaty. That was my point.
Right.
You know, whether it's the pirates in Somalia, right, involving the Alabama, whether it's water rights and access to international rights of way.
It all goes back to the Hegelian dialectic.
Well, it goes back to the United Kingdom, the sink ports and more. Here's
my version of the Hegelian dialectic. We create the problem. They get upset. You react righteously.
Right, they create, yeah, exactly.
You react righteously because of the screw-ups you encounter. And then we offer you which one of our solutions would you like.
But I like to say that they create the problem, we react,
right,
and they've imposed the solution upon us.
Well, they offer us the two solutions that they like.
Yeah, like Obama or McCain, right? Leo, take care. That's it. We're out. Gotta go. Peace, people. Get active. Stop the Coast Guard from becoming a branch of military that could take over your lives. Now.
With recent internet.